For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Sosia alongside Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly as we continue our draft preview series, now shifting to the defensive side of the ball. And Andy, there's been some traction on the defensive line for the Pats, recently releasing Dominique Easley, Chris Jones, and Ishmaili Kitchen. Is that a natural starting point to add in the draft?
You know, it's interesting. I didn't think the defensive tackle spot would be a big need. You know, it seemed like a deep position. You went with Malcolm Brown. He's off to a nice start in his career. But after the outside decision to trade Chandler Jones, then it was boom, boom, boom inside. And it's not the big bodies. I think they have the big bodies with the addition of Knighton and Alan Branches back. It's sort of that more athletic off tackle, the three technique, who maybe you're looking to be disruptive. Easley failed in that. He was supposed to be that guy. He failed. You lose Hicks in free agency. So now I do think that's a consideration somewhere near one of their, you know, top two or three picks.
So do you see that, as some do, as a sign the Patriots may change their schematics?
I don't. I still think they want that guy. Now, they have struggled to find that guy. They've struggled to find him in the draft. They've gone in free agency with Fanene and some of those guys. I still think they still want a disruptor on the inside, and I think they'll continue to try to get one.
So who can be that disruptor for the Pats?
I think Sheldon Day is a guy out of Notre Dame, obviously big-time football coming from Notre Dame. Not a huge body, which is what they're looking for. He's probably 6'1", 290, athletic, disruptive, is supposedly rated in that second to third round range where they have that clump of picks. And I think he's a guy that you bring in could immediately rotate through. He's probably not a starter. He's not a first round pick like Easley, but I think he could be a rotational guy that could contribute right away.
He's had some injury problems in the past. Now, I mentioned Chris Jones being let go by the Pats. There's another Chris Jones available, though, in this draft.
And he's a little bit bigger, a little bit more highly rated, probably going to go earlier in the second round. But if he were to slip to the Patriots, I think he's another consideration. I also think Willie Henry, a guy out of Michigan, three-year starter. We know that there's a respect for that program. And anybody that's started for 3 years, I think that's a Patriot-type player. He's a guy later down the draft, I think, to keep an eye on.
And one other name as well. Last year, they drafted Malcolm Brown out of Texas, his former teammate Hassan Ridgeway, another candidate perhaps. For Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly, I'm Bob Sosi for Patriots Today.